and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 6, episode 24, episode 249. How's it going? It's our last episode of 2021.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of wanted it to be episode 250 just to like round out the year, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's, I mean, it's my fault. So,
well, I wasn't going to say it, but I'm just kidding.
When we were like kind of counting like how many episodes were left in the season, I thought we were going to get there, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Again, yeah, my fault. Frank was like, why don't you just record in France? Like when we were in France. And I was like, well, 9 o'clock East Coast time. That's like, that's 3 a.m. in France.
Yeah. Perfect.
Hard pass.
Nope. I wouldn't do that either. I'm having, you know, barely hard enough time being ready for 9 o'clock Eastern time. So,
yeah.
But yeah, how's it going, everybody? We're joined live on Zoom in order of my screen. We have Kayla, la 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 la, Judy, Mandy, Susan, Matt, Drake, and Ro. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I finished my... So, obviously, nobody has heard last week's episode yet because we recorded it 24 hours ago. But I finished my card. Jay ended up liking the first one when I showed him. So then I ended up making a third one because I was like, but I don't like this one. I made a third one. I finished it at 12:32 a.m. and was like, fuck this, I'm ordering it. And yeah, it was great. So much for going to bed early last night.
Yeah, we do what we can.
We do what we can. But yeah, how's everybody going? How's everybody going? What's going on, everybody? Anybody have any holiday plans? Anything going on?
My day of work. Not that I'm counting. Oh, but so I'm counting.
So jealous.
Yeah. So jealous. So you're going to France?
Yes. Very excited to put that out of office reply on. Yeah, it's been like very stressful leading up to this. Like it always is, but I don't know if there's like an added stress or if it's just like, I don't know, COVID makes everything more stressful or if it's just like we've been permanently stressed for the last 2 years or what.
I think it's all of the above.
Yeah. Like when I'm just there and I can just sit the fuck down, drink some champagne, I'll be good.
You'll be looking getting that real French champagne.
Right. Take me with you.
Yeah. Let's do the abroad's trip to Champagne.
Broad's abroad.
Ooh, broad's abroad. Can you imagine?
Come on. That was just out there.
But Amanda, you'd have to do a lot of the work on that trip because it would have to be a video podcast.
I can do that. That would be my greatest of joys.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh my God, that'd be so fun. We'll get that in the works.
This is a nice little seed that's being planted here.
I'm going to a wedding in Italy in 2024.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's no date yet, but the conundrum we're having is with that is 2024, Zach is going to be 10 and I know, right? And Alex is going to be 7. So they're kind of old enough that we could take them. But I also don't, and it's his godfather, but I also don't want to take him.
That is a conundrum.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I could get away from you guys in like a whole other country. But also.
No, do it. Daniel's sister and her husband went on a trip to Italy when their kids were about that age and they left the kids home. Don't feel bad about it.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm also just like, they haven't been able to play outside because it's been cold. So there's just been a lot of like destroying of property indoors. It's very loud at all times, like, you know, from 6 o'clock on, and everybody comes in, it's like, Mommy, Zachary did this! And then it was like, okay, and go to your own room and play then. Then it's, Mommy, Alex bit me. Why did Alex bite you? I don't know. He thought that I was pulling his hair. How did he think that you were pulling his hair? Were you actually pulling his hair? No response. So there's been a lot of that lately. There's only a girl at work. She's like 23, 24. And she's like, I just want to be in somebody's wedding. And all the rest of us are in our late 30s, early 40s. And we're like, we don't.
Closet full of dresses that I've only worn once.
Over that.
Actually, that's not true. I have two bridesmaids dresses that I have worn multiple times to others.
Yes. Fun.
Yeah.
I figured that is a real win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, speak of the devil, we are actually now being joined in the chat by Jay, who I believe...
Man, the myth, the legend.
The one, the legend, who I believe is here for some trivia that we're going to be doing in a few minutes. So, real quick to wrap this portion of the show up. Does anybody else have anything? Anybody do anything fun? So, Jay, we just went on a tangent. Oh, you made popcorn? Seriously? We just went on a tangent about Colby's wedding and how...
And how Broads Abroad should...
Yeah, we're going to go to Broads Abroad. Yeah. We're going to go to Champagne and drink champagne.
Wait, I missed it. What are you saying? I was busy eating popcorn.
I know. We're talking about Broads Abroad going to drink champagne in Champagne, France with champagne.
Oh, I love that idea.
And I was saying that we need to, is it going to be before or after we go to Italy in 2024? And then I was mentioning how we have this conundrum, do we take the boys or do we not take the boys? Because they'll be old enough then, but also there's so much.
Maybe it'll be easier by then. I don't know. I'm like, Colleen's not there yet because like we're doing the family dinner at Angus Bar, like a Christmas dinner. And Colleen was like, I don't want them there yet. I was like, come on there. I get the age. Let's like, go. It'll be nice. I was like, this is mama's time.
It's 100% going to be a terrible idea, but we'll see how it goes.
It's going to be fun. So anyway.
Your younger son had to try on his suit with his bow tie tonight and had a complete meltdown that it was itchy and uncomfortable and he didn't want to wear it.
Listen, it'll be okay.
I was like, can you go back and get the other one? And I was like, it's going to feel the exact, because he was trying to choose between a red one and a blue one, and he got the red one. And I was like, it's going to feel the exact same. It's the exact same suit, but just in a different color. He's like, I want that one instead.
So the only way I could negotiate Colleen to do this idea was to take her by herself a couple weeks ago. So we did that. Colleen got her own, just me and her.
I am also a child, yes.
And then I am also a child, so let me not. There's no.
And I had the worst martini of my life that I sent back.
Oh, yeah. She did send it back.
I didn't send it back and ask for a refund. I was just like, this is really not, I don't like this. Can I please have a glass of wine instead?
And really she was awkward. Like, all right. Like, this is the worst.
I didn't say that.
You know how much money I spend here a year?
A whole $100 a year. At least
$150 per year, per annum.
Hey, cocktails are expensive.
That is true.
No, I didn't ask for a refund or anything. Good. I knew if it was, I didn't like it. I knew it was sitting
her
there.
Manager, it was just, it was no, really awkward.
I knew if it was sitting there, I'd drink it and then I would regret it. Stop it.
Yeah.
So I just asked for a new drink and said, you could take
poor
this
Colleen.
One.
Did you talk about on the show already about how you're so nice and not wanting to like have any conflict with people that
no.
So yesterday with the Santa Claus thing and we were waiting.
I mentioned my Santa Claus fuck up yesterday, last week, but I didn't talk about why I fucked it up.
Well, because I was like, we paid to like have a specific time. Why this line feels like it's taking forever. We're like 30 minutes now past our original time. Why is there a fast pass lane over there? And so Colleen goes and checks and she was like, so is this the right line for us to be in? Like, yeah, it's the right line. No, we paid for the fast pass and we didn't use it. I was like, why didn't you just ask? They're like, well, I didn't want to be. I was like, come on.
No, okay. That's not. You'll hear it last week. You've heard my side of the story last week.
But the way she said to me was like, no, they told me no. And I was like, well, what'd they say? It's like, they didn't like Colleen. I think she was being too nice. You could, I mean, you don't have to be mean. You just be a little bit more assertive, just a teensy bit more assertive.
Anyway, the focus of my story.
Send the drink back.
The focus of my, no, I didn't send it back. I just asked for a new one and then sucked it up and paid the ridiculously overpriced price for
the
drink that I didn't like.
This drink is terrible.
It was so bad.
Oh, wait, you had to pay for it?
So wait, why was it so bad?
It just didn't taste right. Like, I don't know. It just tasted.
They should get you for the same price. They should bring you a new drink.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't. It
doesn't cost them anything.
I know, but I wanted to just be nice. So I was just like, may I have a glass of wine?
Problem.
You know, and because I knew if it sat there, I would have drank it and I would have been unhappy that I, you know, drank the drink because it was sitting there and I felt it was better just.
Let's just take a moment and psychoanalyze Colleen a little bit. She's clearly worried about coming across as too Long Island. And then I think she's like overcompensating in the other direction.
This is actually 100% true.
Everybody agree? Can we all agree?
Happy medium?
Yes. Well, you know what? It was either write Let's Go Brandon on the check or send the drink back.
But can I just comment on the level of people I see here in the Zooms? Chris Drake, I thought I had good lighting. Your lighting, chef's kiss. It's fantastic.
Well, it's that beard stuff you sent him. It looks really great.
It's the beard and the lighting. It's really good. He's like a floating head. It's amazing.
Yes.
Well, you know, at one point he was a floating head that just looked like a Game of Thrones character.
That is true. That
is true. Yeah. Kayla, love the new hair. Very nice. And the makeup's on
not
point.
Not orange at all.
It's not even a little orange.
No, it's strawberry. Right?
Yeah. But
it's like a cola color.
Yeah, it's strawberry. When my hands came out, they were orange, but I forgot how much red was like already in my natural hair. So luckily it worked out because I was about to have to text my friend whose wedding I just went to and be like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have orange hair to your wedding. But that's fine.
Yeah. So we went on this stupid tangent about how nice I am. See, and that's like an insult. I'm nice now, people. I used to be an asshole, and now I'm nice. So I feel like
But I've been with you through the whole transition, and I gotta admit, I kind of miss Long Island calling you a little
you
bit.
You do. You're like
that girl would get shit done. Just be like, don't fuck with her. Remember the time, like, she would get in fights with people if she thought, like, they were even, like, slightly dissing me at all. She almost got in a fight in a pool once because I got a little...
I did get into the fight in the pool. Comment.
And Colleen got, like, in a full-on fight with two grown men because they...
And then they told on me to the apartment managers, which was so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, Colleen, you just need to find a happy medium. Just whatever that...
I need to find a happy medium. I'm trying to be nice. We're getting a voicemail from Maggie, everybody.
Sweet. I was wondering. Hey, Jay, how is your tip of your finger?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I played guitar with it for the first time tonight.
It looks a lot. It, like, healed. Nice. Like, all of a sudden, it got, like, really, it, like, got much better very quickly. We can't see that.
I'm glad. Good. It was a real missed opportunity that you didn't send a picture of it to Franck. Just saying.
Well, you can see it there. See?
Check that.
Oh my God,
focus.
It's fucking similar.
That's
Colleen,
not a webcam. Look at that focus.
Colleen, did you get the picture from Franck? It looks very similar.
No. Honestly.
He couldn't really focus on it, but it looks similar to
what
Jay
the picture
just
he
me.
Sent like 3 weeks ago?
No, like earlier today.
Oh, no, because when he was texting me about that, I was in the middle of freaking out over my multiple computer work. Podcast everything situation. I haven't even looked at those messages. I actually have 14 unread text messages right now, so
they're all from me.
Humble brag.
But one of them is a picture of Frank's tip of his finger.
Awesome.
I just can't wait to have
us
both.
I can't wait to peek at Frank's tip. I'm gonna do it in private later.
He sent you a tip pic.
We're gonna do again. I just want the touching of the tips.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Are we going to the trivia? Why didn't we think of that last week?
I thought that's what we talked about last week was to touch the tips.
Yeah, but we didn't think
the creation of Adam.
Creation of Adam. Like, you know, I'm gonna be the Adam, just very like placid hand.
Would that be like called the creation of junk?
Junk.
I like it. I like your couple name.
Junk is actually pretty good.
Or Frey. No, Junk is way better.
Junk's is better.
Yeah, gotta go junk.
The only thing that, like, I was gonna mention before we move on was we saw Encanto this weekend, and yeah, it was spectacular. Lin-Manuel Miranda did the music, not the score. He did the songs, and it was really great. I bawled my eyes out.
Yeah, Colleen cried. It was like,
it was bad.
Hold on, ugly cry.
It was ugly cry.
It, I had to explain to the boys, like, it's okay. Mommy's just working through something right now.
Let's just say if you were home with me for Thanksgiving, the tears in the theater would have made a lot of sense.
But it was an amazing film because it, like, dealt with, like, familial, like...
Just... And it was very unrealistic because most of those familial conflicts, spoiler alert, in real life, they don't get solved.
In a healthy one, they do, but maybe unhealthy ones, not so much. Anyway, but it was really beautiful. Like, just all the symbolism. And then, like, once I think the Surface Pressure song came in, it's just like the way they're talking about just.
Oh,
like,
no, that didn't get me. It was.
No, but I'm just saying, like, once I was like, oh, they're going into this. They're going into, like, the strife
of protection. Spoiler alert.
Anyways, it was really good. All I'm saying, it was like, it was more than just like a run of the mill Disney movie. Like, it actually had some really strong themes and messaging and lyrics and. It was really, really good.
Yeah. Drake said that he cut the tip of his thumb off once. So there's like a club now. There's
tri-tip,
like a
tri-tip.
Tri-tip. There's like a tip club.
I have a gang. You just got to find five people. Each person has and we have lost a tip of different fingers.
That's how we initiate you. We'll just, you come yeah. over.
Cut like, it off. Oh, we already have a thumb. Sorry. You can't be in our gang.
Well, and Frank really did lose like an actual part of a different finger. So you've already got four now. You just need one more.
Yeah.
Ro.
Almost. I don't think she did, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she almost did. She said in the Facebook group that she almost did.
I'm glad you did not. Although it would be nice to have some female representation in this game.
It's a bit of a sausage party right now. We need to diversify
a little bit. I mean, the tip gang, it's going to be a little bit of a sausage fest. But.
Yeah, Ro said she had just a tip, Nick. Amazing.
That's good.
In short, Encanto is great. I recommend it.
It really was.
We've been listen. Oh, Drake's appropriately was a meat slicing incident. I like how I'm juxtapositioning the beautiful Disney movie with sliced digits. It's great.
Well, I don't even know what, like, but I think I said something to you at the end of the movie. I was like, well, that hit close to home.
You looked at me, you were like, that was close to home. And I was like,
and then she, like, that's when the heavy crying was going. I was like, ooh, that was a probably bad thing to say. Like, Anyways, Encanto, great movie.
It was a great movie.
Does it again.
Yeah. We're now that the Disney movie extravaganza, this is the Christmas movie extravaganza, is able to slow down a little bit for us. We're totally going to watch Tick, Tick, Boom this weekend.
Yes. So good. Yes. Frank said
unscathed
tips,
fingers.
Thumbs. Yes. Very.
Two uncut fingers.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Two uncircumcised thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Full thumbs.
Full thumbs. Can't lose.
Clear hearts, full thumbs, can't lose.
Full thumbs, clear tips, can't lose.
No, I'm still missing part of that thumb.
Oh. all right, I think it's trivia time. Does anybody else have anything before we move into this trivia? And just to warn you all, to palate cleanse the trivia, not to, you know, for those of us who are going to be upset when we lose me, Shandy, just kidding. I have the most amazing Am I the Asshole that went from Reddit, the subreddit, that I think everybody is going to super appreciate.
Yay.
Stay tuned for that. Anyway, All right. Kayla has come up with this wonderful trivia that she and Susan are going to ask us, take turns asking us the questions. The way that it's going to work is Shandy, Amanda, and I will have the opportunity to answer. And then if we can answer it, Judy, Mandy, Drake, Ro, Matt, and maybe Jay will have a chance to steal it.
So is it us versus us. The broads? Is this is how it's going? Like, we can steal it from you? Like, we're our own team?
No, we get to go first, no matter what.
Yeah.
And then...
Like, the audience has a chance to, like, usurp you all, right? Yes.
Did the audience just answer in the chat? Or will you guys automatically see it?
No, they can unmute if we... Give us, like, 30 seconds. We'll do the
raising a hand,
yeah. Give us like 30 seconds, and then if anybody knows the answer and we can't, then, you know, raise your hand and you guys can take it. So it's really like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people against 3, which is, you know, how Shandy loves to do trivia. So let's go. By that, I mean, she hates trivia.
It's better. I feel like this is the less high stakes.
I got her permission before I did it. Don't worry. I know. I got consent.
I know. All right, let's get started.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first one is from The Grinch in general. In The Grinch, how long is the pole that the narrator won't touch the Grinch with in the main theme song? A, 29 and a half foot. B, 39 and a half foot. C, 49 and a half foot. Or D, 5.5 inches. It's the average.
Can I go? Okay. 29 and a half foot pole.
29 and a half?
I think so.
29 and a half foot pole.
No. Oh, damn it. Okay.
Candy?
I was going to go with 49 and a half, but I don't actually remember.
Wait, they all three get to go? I thought they'd like, go together.
Right, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, I think we get to go, and then if we get it wrong, they get to go.
Okay.
Then it's 39. 39 and a half.
There you go.
Well, because like if it's four things, you all are gonna get it every time. You have three shots at before the audience. Okay, well,
trivia that I like.
I had 39 and a half inches before anybody else. That's all I'm just saying.
Did you though?
I did.
We have no way to confirm or deny that.
More than 5.5 or whatever that was. Anywho.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Just on Christmas, though. Any other time of the year.
But yeah, we'll do it so only one of us can answer, so we have to be sure, which really will really test my ability to talk a lot. Okay.
We can consult.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can consult. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm representing the people of the audience right now.
No, you're not. Let the people represent themselves. We demand their
quality.
The next question from Jim Carrey's The Grinch. Which food does he not judge as holiday cheermeister? A, Puss Swoops pudding. B, fruitcake. C, pie. D, fudge.
It's got to be fruitcake.
Do not recall.
I don't know. As I talked about in last week's episode, aka last night, we watched the Benedict Cumberbatch version of The Grinch recently.
Didn't even know it existed.
Cumberbatch, but sure, yeah.
What did I say?
Cumberbatch.
He's bringing Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I have mispronounced his name over the course of 2 weeks now, every possible way that you can. I did it last night, too. It was so bad.
I'm with Kayla on this. Come on her back. I think that's what you said.
Benedict, come on her back. Yeah. I defer to whoever wants to answer it. That's not me.
Yeah, Amanda.
I think it's fruitcake.
Let's do it.
Final answer.
No? Gosh, Kayla's shaking her head, so clearly it's wrong.
Shit. Oh, sorry. Nope, not it.
Audience, what do you think? What do you think? Anybody have the answer? Anybody know? Drake, Judy, Mandy, Ro. Nothing? Well, can you go through the options again? What did he not judge? Okay, not judge.
What did he not judge? Yeah.
I'm going to say fudge.
I was thinking fudge, too. Audience, we're good with fudge?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Nope.
Damn it.
Is it the Puss Whoop pudding?
Nope. It's pudding, fruitcake, and fudge. The one that's out is pie. Because it's fudge, judge, and like pudding, and then fruitcake.
I've never seen that one all the way through, to be honest.
Yeah. So
All right, next question.
Okay, next one. Okay, so this is from Home Alone. It's a little bit of a harder question.
It is not. Pizzas...
Oh, okay. How many pizzas do they order at the beginning of the film? A, 8, B, 10, C, 12, or D, the limit does not exist?
Oh, this is so tough because we literally just watched.
Don't they do 12?
I know the answer. You better get it right.
I think it's 12.
I think so too.
That's our answer.
Final answer.
Yes.
No.
What?
Wait, 12 was my guess.
Is it 10?
No, it's 10. Jay, it's 10. It's 10. Good job, Mandy.
Sorry, I led us astray. This was like the one question I was going to get right. Well, no, the next one I'll get right.
But. That was $120 plus tip. It was $10 a pie, but maybe it was $12 a pie.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mandy.
I looked it up. Don't worry.
All right. Next question. Oh, is somebody keeping tally?
All I know is like.
We win.
The thing with those pizzas that pissed me off is Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank is such a friggin' cheapskate.
Exactly. He only had traveler's checks and couldn't put anything towards all of those pizzas that his family's like 7 people out of that equation. And you couldn't put anything towards Uncle Frank?
Especially when they're so fucking cheap. Come on.
Right. Right.
Exactly.
But also, if you're ordering 10 pizzas, how do you get one cheese when you have all those kids?
Thank you.
And if you have one person who only eats cheese, then how do you not put it aside for him? That's a dick move.
That's the whole premise. Is that's why he's pissed off, because Buzz, he clearly ate all the cheese pizza because he's a jerk.
Well, I'm saying, why did no one else in that room be like, oh, we need to put this one aside for Kevin?
Because they were sick of Kevin.
I know Buzz did it on purpose, but why was he allowed to do it on purpose?
There'd be no movie if we were thoughtful parents.
Well, that's for sure.
There'd be no movie. You're like, the end. The little kid got his cheese pizza. The end.
Here's the thing. Like, how many kids did the McAllisters have? Did they have 6 or 5 or 6?
No, we counted last time that we...
6, right?
When we watched Home Alone 2, we counted. I think
there's
5.
There's the 2 boys, the girl who tries to speak French.
No, there's 3 boys. 3 boys.
Three boys. Well, the 2 older boys.
The older Pete of Pete and Pete.
Exactly. The older Pete of Pete and Pete is a brother as well. And his sister.
His brother.
They're 2 Rory, older boys. Kiernan, the girl who says Les Incompetents.
Yep.
The McAllisters.
Kevin, and then a younger.
Yeah, they have 5. The McAllisters have 5.
The McAllisters had 5. Yeah. And Frank had 5. And then
Frank
the
had 5?
Yeah. And then the parent, the uncle who lives in France that they're going to see had 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, nobody in Paris is going to have a place that's big enough for all those people. Just saying.
Clearly, the McAllister family was loaded because they had that big mansion in Chicago.
Yeah.
That sweet apartment. And the brownstone in New York.
Yeah, right? That they were like completely renovating. That renovation was easily $600,000 back then, if not more.
Oh, absolutely. Like that. Like, it was like. That was like 4 stories. That was a full-on brownstone.
Yeah.
And it's like,
assholes.
Yeah.
The only thing I wish for, a time machine to go back to the 60s and buy a brownstone.
Right? I will say out of
like
both...
$60,000.
Out of both movies, the second one makes me cringe a lot more because I can suspend disbelief for the first one, but like a brick on a head... times 3 is very hard to suspend disbelief on. And whenever the kids watch it, we have to always disclaim with, if you do this in real life, it will kill someone. Kill somebody.
But here's my theory. Is the iron that hit his face calcified his skull, reinforcing it so that when the bricks hit Marv's head, he's one of the few people probably that could survive the bricks from 3 stories up.
He's had training.
You know, exactly.
He's been preparing for this moment.
You know what? Happy Hanukkah, Marv. Next question.
Howie.
Hey, next question. What is the nickname of the pair of burglars that tries to break into the McAllisters' home?
The Wet Bandits.
Wet Bandits.
Oh, in 1 or 2. 1 or 2.
Their home, not his apartment.
The first one. And then they're the Sticky Bandits.
The first one. Sorry.
I.
Do you want to name off the choices there, Susan?
The choices anyway. Yeah.
Yes.
The moist bandits, the wet bandits, the soaked bandits, and or the dripping bandits.
I like it. I like it.
Drip, drip, drip.
Okay, so now for Elf. What is Buddy's full name? A, Buddy the Elf. B, Buddy Christmas. C, Buddy Hobbs. Or D, Butt Buddies.
Buddy the Elf. As much as I would like it to be Butt Buddies the Elf, and that might be a episode title, it is Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Ooh, looks like he'll say nuh-uh.
Huh? Final answer?
His full name? Is that because we're looking at his human last name?
Listen, you said the answer. You got to give it to the audience.
Okay, she said.
Was that your final answer?
Yeah. You know why? Because his dad gave him up. He didn't want anything to do with him.
We don't actually know. His dad's last name is Hobbs. We don't know this from the context of the movie. Boom. That's conjecture.
Boom.
I object.
Take that.
Sustained.
Sustained. It's technically Buddy Hobbs.
Buddy Hobbs, that's our answer, audience's answer. Buddy Hobbs, we win.
We're now tied 2-2.
That was on like multiple Christmas movie trivia, so I don't know. But
I object.
I agree with you, Amanda.
There's nowhere in the movie that they actually say that that's his legal name.
Thank you. I don't agree with the question, and I won't answer it.
No. I wonder what it says on IMDb, actually.
It's okay. We believe you. Let's keep going.
And the bonus question here, what are the four main food groups for elves?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's syrup. A good one.
Oh, good one. No. Sprinkles? Syrup? Chocolate syrup?
It's sprinkles, candy corn.
Chocolate syrup is a part of it. I think.
I'll give you
because he puts the chocolate syrup all over the pasta.
Oh, it's honey, it's the chocolate or not. Syrup.
Yeah, it's not chocolate syrup.
Yeah, I want the hint.
3 out of 4 start with C.
Come.
Yes, it's candy corn.
What's the other candy?
I haven't seen it, so.
You've never seen Elf?
Candy cane.
Candy cane.
And syrup.
Yay!
Bravo.
Good job, Amanda. I'm so proud.
Nicely done.
I'm so proud.
Nice.
So beautiful. I like the deduction.
Carrying this team. Oh my God, amazing. Okay,
so
next question.
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Oh, right.
What snack does Rizzo lose in the snow before entering Scrooge's house?
Jelly beans.
A, nuts.
We're going with Amanda's answer. She hasn't let us wrong yet.
A, nuts. B, cherries. C, dingleberries. Or D, jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Final answer.
Yes.
Good job.
Dude, Amanda, spectacular.
Jelly beans back there.
Amanda's your MVP.
I don't know. Yeah, this is the best.
Which... Here's the thing is Colleen loves that damn movie. Like she watches it every year. And is that your number one Christmas movie? Because I feel like it is. It's good, but it's not the best.
It's close
sorry.
To my number one.
I'm
Christmas
sorry.
Movie.
I'm wearing a Muppets Christmas Carol t-shirt right now.
Listen, it must be a New York thing. I didn't really care about it. I met Colleen. Mm-hmm.
Fa-la-la.
Yes, she's thank you, Fallon, for this amazing shirt.
Fallon got you it?
I don't think it's did. A
with a burst
thing.
Of pleasure, we feel it arrive. Fa la la la. It's the season when the saints can employ us to spread the news about peace and to keep love alive.
Oh, look, it's the penguin skating party.
Do 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 do
do
do do do.
This is great.
There's magic in the air this evening. Next question, please.
Yeah, quick. We're just going to do the whole movie. Yeah.
Okay. From It's a Wonderful Life. So let's go from the last here. We're very serious now. What is the name of the guardian angel who takes George Bailey on his journey?
Clarence.
That's too easy. God damn it, Kayla.
But these choices are wonderful.
They I see the so, choice. Yeah.
All right. You got to hear these. Clark, Chase,
Paw Patrol,
Clarence, or Clitoris?
It really was a missed opportunity not to have Clitoris the angel.
That'll be the reason.
Pretty sure the Hays Code would have an issue with that.
It'd been fine because nobody knew what the clitoris was back then, so it'd be
and they still don't.
Come on, clitoris! I take it back. I want to be alive, clitoris. I want to live, clitoris.
Every time a bell rings, a clitoris gets its wings. We gotta move on.
Okay. What book did George receive as a gift from Clarence? A, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. I just realized the answer isn't that. B, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. C, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Or D, Fuck Mark Twain.
I really want to go with Fuck Mark Twain.
That's probably not the right answer.
Likely not.
I mean, it probably wouldn't be a very good lay, but, you know.
Not in that way. Like, fuck him.
Yeah, I know. I'm just easy.
I think it's Huckleberry Finn, but I don't know now. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I've actually never seen It's a Wonderful Life.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I know.
Weren't you spending this whole time watching Christmas movies in preparation for this episode?
Last week's episode.
How many times I had to watch Jingle All the Way or whatever, it's Single All the Way?
I told them how much you hated it, but if you would like, you can have the floor to explain yourself to. When this is done, because I might have done a bad job and made you, I don't know.
Made me out to be the bad guy? No, it's fine. Whatever.
Anyway, I think it's Huck Finn. Anybody got anything?
Final answer?
Yeah.
I trust you.
Nope. Audience?
Tom Sawyer.
Yay!
I was going to say, there's only two chances.
Attaboy, Clarence!
All right, moving on.
Hello, movie house! Oh, I can't wait to watch that. We usually watch that on Christmas. That's my favorite one.
And on Christmas Eve. On Christmas Day, we super watch Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Do we do it on Christmas Day? I think we should do it around Christmas. I don't know.
We've done it on Christmas Day the last two times.
Have we? Okay. Anyway.
Well, no, not last year. Last year we watched The Flight Attendant twice.
Oh, God. Very festive. That was already last Christmas? Fuck, man.
Yeah, a year ago.
It was.
That was another moment of, is this hitting close to home? And you're like, ah!
I was like, no, I don't drink airplane bottles, just normal vodka. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
All right. Oh, we gotta keep going. All right, next one.
The next one, it's from another Christmas Day movie, A Christmas Story. What was the secret message Ralphie deciphered from the Little Orphan Annie radio show?
I got it.
Oh, you got it, Amanda.
The choices anyway.
Go ahead, Amanda. All right. Oh, sorry. Well,
read the choices here.
Yeah. I blurted out this time. Thank you.
Blurt out. Let's see if you know it for real.
Be sure to drink your Capri Sun. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Be sure to eat your spotted dick. Be sure to eat your Lean Cuisine.
Ovaltine.
Yeah. Come on, Kim.
I haven't seen that, so that was from the interwebs.
Drink your Ovaltine?
Next question.
All right. This is also from A Christmas Story. What word does Ralphie have to wash his mouth out with soap for saying? A, fork. B, fish dick. C, fudge. Or D, fellatio?
Amanda?
Fudge?
Actually, none of the above.
It's none of the above.
The correct answer is not in there.
Yeah.
But I didn't say fudge.
Yeah. I said the word.
The word.
The F word.
The F dash 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 word.
So this one's a draw. Everybody gets a point.
Everybody gets a point on that one.
Yeah. Everybody gets a point.
This actually reminds me of a story that happened 2 days ago or a week and a half ago as you're listening to this. So Alex and Zachary were fighting, and Zachary was like, Alex is a poopy head. And Alex whips his head around and goes, Zachary is the F word. He doesn't say it, but he just goes, Zachary is the F word. I was like, oh boy.
Aggressive.
And then in classic, I don't know, kids case, Zach comes around. Was I upstairs or down? I was in a different level around. Of the house.
I don't know where you were, but you weren't around.
I
think around.
I was downstairs and they were upstairs. And then Zach comes like, Daddy, Alex, use the F word on
no,
me.
No, he like, said, Zachary. No. Zachary was like, Alex called me the F word.
Yeah, Alex called me the F word. I was like, he did? And then Connie's like, he just said the F word. He didn't say the F word.
And I was like, yeah, you know, the F word. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. No, but he straight up was like, Zachary is the F word. Zachary is the F word. I was like, oh my God. Oh, you're almost four. How are we dealing with this
trouble.
Now?
Let me just tell you. That's again, right. That's where I can see why by the fifth kid, Kevin McAllister, like, fuck it. I don't know. He's pizza. I don't even fucking know what he likes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, as four of six.
Do you agree with that? Because if I had six kids, I'd be like, what's the sixth one's name again?
JJ.
But that's just my lack of parenting skills. Sorry.
Next question.
From the Santa Claus. What is the name of the head elf at the North Pole? Is it A, Alfred? B, Harold? C, dude from Numbers? Or D, Bernard?
It's Bernard, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I don't answer.
Oh my God.
I don't answer.
Amanda, whatever you... I was going to go with Alfred because I feel like...
Correct. Oh, it's Alfred. I mean, I would have liked dude from Numbers, but, you know.
Alfred's correct.
Dude from Numbers is so good.
Okay.
And also correct.
Woohoo! All right, next question. We're almost done.
Okay.
Kind of.
From National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Instead of cash, what does Clark's boss give him as a Christmas bonus? A, 30% off a pudding club. B, a free year's membership to the Jelly of the Month club. C, a membership to a sex club, or D, or D, a half job.
It's B. It's B, right? The
Jelly of the Month club.
Yeah, free Jelly of the Month club.
That's the gift that keeps on giving all year long, Clark.
All right, next question.
From the same movie, how many lights do they put up? 15,000, or 10,000, 25,000, or his bonus should have gone to his electrical bill. Jesus Christ.
For real.
Totally D, but I feel like the answer has to be C, right?
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Woo-hoo!
A lot of fucking lights.
Yeah.
Bonus.
And then for a bonus point, what type of lights were they?
Was it the white ones or wait? No, was it the yellow ones?
It's a very specific name.
Oh, well, then I'm not going
to. I know the answer.
Is it like C60 or something like that?
Close.
No, it's
C9s.
Three adjectives before lights.
Twinkling, incandescent.
Oh, go ahead, Greg. What is it?
Twinkling, incandescent, something or other.
Mm-mm.
No, it is. That's the actual quote from the movie.
I literally watched it and saw the quote.
They're C9s. I know the type of bulb. It's a C9 white bulb.
When he says the 25,000, I think it's the part where he says the 25,000 and he says of this type of lights.
What did they say?
What is it? We give up.
Imported Italian twinkle lights.
Ah.
He says that? I just watched that.
I just watched it too.
I'll trust you.
That was interesting. So, it's like super subtle. And
gotcha. All right, next question from Love Actually.
What instrument does Sam learn to impress his crush? Is it A, guitar, B, drums, C, banjo, or D, piano?
I haven't seen this movie in a million years. I do not remember. Drums? Drums? God, Amanda, killing it.
Yeah, really. Final answer? Correct.
I've never seen this film, and I blame Colleen for that.
Oh, you've never seen it?
That's okay.
Oh, we can totally watch it. I mean, it's got a lot of toxic patriarchy tropes to it, but people love it, so why not?
Here's the thing. It's a great soundtrack.
It does have a fantastic soundtrack and a great cast.
I assume it's a joke that he picked up the drums because nobody is going to be wooed by the drums ever. We all.
Well, he's also like a 13-year-old kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, drums is like the most abrasive, loud, non-sexy instrument of all time.
Yeah, but watching someone play them, I don't know. Kind of like watching people play sports.
Yeah, like good. There was this one band and it had this female drummer and like I was fucking enraptured by her.
Oh yeah, who is that?
I can't remember that band's name, but I was just like, I was like, I'm in love, Colleen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, who was that? We had a good run. I remember this.
We had a good run, but it's over. So it can be impressive, but I just feel like piano or guitar is much more suited to the troubadours.
Was it the drums? Is that the answer?
Yep. Oh, yes. All right. From our beloved A Christmas Prince. What secret what secret about Prince Richard does Amber uncover? A, he likes he likes Nickelback.
Oh, that's a deal breaker.
Like, B, he has a fake accent. C, he's adopted, or D, he has a micropenis.
A micropenis. spoiler for Amanda, don't listen. We don't want to give it away. He's adopted.
He's adopted.
Yep. You got it.
God, those movies are so fucking good.
Right? The Christmas Prince ones are so good. So I don't care what. Tell Amanda she has to watch them.
It's so good. And like we're just chasing this high on these other Netflix shows. Where what was that calendar one? The fucking
the holiday calendar.
The holiday calendar.
Terrible.
We talked about this yesterday, aka last week. Yeah, it's so bad.
Which I have a question actually about the holiday calendar. Hmm? No, but the holiday calendar. Why wasn't it called the Advent calendar? It is literally an Advent calendar.
I know.
Are they trying to be like inclusive of the other holidays?
My theory is there's another
happy holiday calendar.
I think there's another movie called the Advent calendar, and they just was a copyright thing. That's the only thing.
Okay.
Because you know, honestly,
I was like, that's so dumb.
Play like the first 30 seconds of the movie so that it registers as a play. So they're like, well, if we call it this, more people will actually click on it. And maybe watch a few minutes before they realize it's terrible and they stop watching.
It was very Hallmark-y. It wasn't that it was terrible.
I love that.
It wasn't that it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Very Hallmark-y.
The algorithms.
Colleen hung around for that one. And I was just sitting there. My computer like, why is this still on?
It wasn't that bad. The best friend was adorable and I liked him and I was rooting for them. Anyway, listen to last week's episode for the things that we talked
again,
about.
Again, it's no Christmas Prince trilogy, any of the three, which
to
are...
To be fair, nothing is.
But also, what's the one with Vanessa Hutchins?
Princess Switch.
I dig those, too. Those are also good. Oh. That's also an acceptable answer.
You like Night Before Christmas.
Night Before Christmas. I kind of dug that, too. I bet it's just Vanessa Hutchins.
I think you'd have Vanessa Hudgens fetish.
No one has more fun holiday movies than Vanessa Hudgens.
Why don't we take this moment for you to tell everybody why you didn't like Single All the Way?
No, I don't want to interrupt the Kayla's quiz. Are we done with the quiz?
We still have questions.
All right, let's keep going.
Almost done.
Polar Express. We're going for that.
Yeah. On Polar Express, what does Billy's ticket say at the end? A, B-U, B, believe, C, learn, or D, Santa isn't real.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
The best Holiday Express ever.
The best holiday movie ever. Santa isn't real.
I believe it's belief.
Yeah.
I believe you, and I haven't even seen it.
Yeah.
It's a very long movie.
For a very short book.
Yeah.
For a very short book, it's a very long
Josh Groban song is excellent. You're correct. It is belief.
Books, okay. Great. Movies, terrible.
Last two questions. Why don't we give the audience a chance to answer these first, since we're dominating and there's no way that they can beat us. So.
All right.
Okay. From White Christmas, what is the name of the inn they're trying to save? A, the Philadelphia Inn. B, the Columbia Inn. C, the Holiday Inn. Or D, Motel Dix. Spelled D-I-X.
Of course.
It's Columbia.
Like Motel 6.
Judy.
Good job. Amazing. 10 points for Gryffindor.
Yeah, we need a fucking Dumbledore kind of like Gryffindor wins anyway. Like we need that kind of level for the audience.
Oh my god! Okay, and last question.
Sorry, Ravenclaw, you're clearly the smartest and best house, but Gryffindor wins because they solved the mystery.
Last one, Rudolph. What does Santa say when he first sees Rudolph's glowing nose? A, someone's turned on. B, great abominable snowman. C, someone's been hitting the nose candy too hard. Or D, great bouncing icebergs.
I believe it's great bouncing icebergs.
Hold on. I thought the audience was getting a chance to answer first for a little while.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Audience, what do you think? I think Colleen's right, personally, but what's the rest of the audience think? Anyone?
Yeah, I'm going with the icebergs.
Yeah.
Great. Yep.
The first time anybody ever said that, I'm on the iceberg side.
Yeah, it's the icebergs.
Santa was a jerk.
Yeah.
He was. They were all absolute pricks in that thing.
Santa was a jerk. They were so mean.
They were.
Well, he wasn't he was the skinny Santa. Skinny Santa is a dick.
Can't trust a skinny Santa.
Can't.
No, sir.
Well, thank you guys so much, Kayla. That was awesome.
That was so
Bravo,
fun.
Bravo.
Thank
Kayla.
You, Kayla, no problem. For doing that. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
That was super fun.
It was really fun to make, too, and watch all the movies.
Careful, you might have to do this every year now.
I'm okay with that.
Please.
All right, well, let me cleanse our palate before we take our commercial break with, I've been waiting to talk about this for 2 weeks. Here is the newest, biggest, am I the asshole post on Reddit. Ready? Am I the asshole for ruining Thanksgiving? I, 30-year-old female, met my boyfriend, 30-year-old male, 3 years ago. Before me, he was together with his high school sweetheart. They fell out of love and broke up. A year later, we started dating. His mom, however, was still heartbroken about it. I was very understanding and thought she needed time to get to know me. The ex basically grew up with them and they saw her as part of the family. For the first year of my relationship, his mom would call me his ex's name. Until a boyfriend got angry once and told her to be nice. She laughed it off and said that it was just a habit. After that, she started calling me the wrong name, Janet instead of Jenny, fictional names just for the story. I corrected her a couple of times, but she seemed to like hurting me, so I ignored it. My boyfriend has two sisters, and a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, we were invited to barbecue at the older sister's house. I was in the kitchen with my boyfriend's mom, the sisters, and one of their husbands. The older sister then talked about how my boyfriend praised my cooking to her husband, and the mom was listening. She then said out loud, "Sure, why don't we let Janet make the turkey this year?" The sisters giggled and looked at each other, and I said, "That's a great idea." I didn't tell my boyfriend what happened. On Thanksgiving, we went to his mom's house with the usual wine and dessert. She was shocked. Everyone was shocked. I said, "What?" "I thought Janet was bringing the turkey." There was yelling, crying, and then we got kicked out. The boyfriend was angry with me and hasn't talked to me since. I think it's over, to be honest. I still don't think I did anything wrong. Did I?
No. I love that.
I love that.
That's pretty hilarious. Mwah.
That is pretty good.
That is chef's kiss.
Wow.
It's brilliant.
Fucking brilliant.
I think I love her. I think she's my new hero that I'm going to have to dress up as someday.
Not Janet.
Yeah.
Don't call me Janet.
Hashtag Happy Thanksgiving, Janet. All right, That's awesome. On that note, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll do feedback and we'll finish up 2021.
Woohoo!
Woo!
All right, we are back. We're ready to get into the feedback. Mama Giordano says, Merry Christmas, ladies. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all.
Rebecca says, I can relate a lot to Colleen right now, so don't feel bad about getting emotional on this week's show. It's Jay, you missed it last week.
I heard things.
Oh, yeah, you were listening outside because you're a creeper. I forgot.
I'm not a creeper. I don't like crouch down near your door and listen to what you're talking
literally
about.
Film things for your Geek Dad Life channel outside of my door and listen to what I'm talking about the whole time.
Well, in fairness, you are pretty loud.
This is true. I am loud. But anyway, Rebecca says, it's so hard. I never in my life imagined I would be where I am with some people in my life. The fear that they will get sick is ever present, as is the thought that at some point they will officially choose some sort of QAnon conspiracy theory nonsense over me. No real advice, just a lot of mental health hugs. Right back at you, sister. Like, yeah, it's... Yeah. As we talked about last week, it's tough. Like,
you just Encanto's a great film.
Encanto's a great film. Very emotional. Very cleansing if you let yourself cry a lot. But seriously, I feel you, girl. It's hard. It's hard. You know, wait for the other shoe to drop. There's nothing you can do about it. Ro said she just cut her finger washing dishes. It's a very tiny cut until she assessed the damage. She was thinking that this episode could be titled, and then there were three. Oh. Ro, I know. Matt said, Matt had the bad news of the night. It's not your fault, Matt. But unfortunately, unless they're going to publish it late at night, the Bad Sex and Fiction Awards will have to wait. I am very disappointed about this, but if they do it after tonight, we will 100% cover it on our first episode back in January because, you know, what is life without reading excerpts from the Bad Sex and Fiction Awards? It's like the best time of year.
Yes.
I feel like maybe Kayla can make us a quiz from... No, don't. It's really difficult.
I was going to say that would be a good birthday present if you did it the first episode.
The only one I ever remember is the one that is like, you know, come, round, or whatever it is that I do every year. I love that one. Matt continues, since it's been a while since I posted some reading, I'm currently... early on in Feral Creatures by Kira Jane Buxton, the sequel to Hollow Kingdom about a crow navigating a post-human world, and Cassandra Speaks by Elizabeth Lesser, a nonfiction book about how stories written by men have shaped how humanity views women going back into ancient myths.
Ooh.
Nope, hold on.
That is right up my alley.
That does sound really exciting. We have a match, what she said. We have one email, and then we will call it a year. All right, and now it's time for the match, what she said. We've got some lucky volunteers this week in Jay, Kayla, and Matt himself. Here we go.
All right. I see Matt is in there. I see Gat.
That's what she said.
Keep going.
Oh, wait. I thought I go three in a row?
No, that's what she said. It's the quote.
Oh, sorry. Tequila is in there. I see Rose in there. I see Kayla is in there. Sorry, shit.
That's what she said.
Go.
I cannot stop.
It's really, really good, and I think a lot of people will enjoy it.
Am I back?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm already distracted with their lips.
I was Googling how to do it on Sunday.
You pulled a Franck?
I wasn't part of it initially.
It was a day of hands.
I have the tip.
I definitely was drinking and did it at like 10:30 at night.
I'm trying to think what Christmas movie I must have been watching when I did it.
Who wants to come down January 16th?
You know where to find more.
Ayo.
In case you're wondering, Jay, January 16th was me because Boyz II Men is coming to Raleigh.
Boyz II Men. East Coast family.
A little side note, the bass singer from Boyz II Men, who's no longer in Boyz II Men, it's his birthday.
Still alive.
Still alive.
The big 5-0. Oh. Wait, so they're 13 years older than us, so my childhood crush was only somewhat inappropriate.
But so, now you're fine, right? The 10.
Now we're totally fine.
Your age plus 7, you're good. Good to go.
Come at me.
That's what she said.
Thank you, Matt. We appreciate it. Let's finish this show up with an Andy update, and then we can do our normal, like, bye-bye. End of. Oh, we have a Maggie thing. Oh, let me get the Maggie thing set.
Did we do New Year's resolutions?
No, we can do that, too.
Okay, so Andy writes in, 2021 and Andy's virginity. Hey, broads. Well, here we are at the end of another year, and of all the years, this was the most recent. Of course. Also, wait, sorry, my Google Docs just freaked out and I could only see half of that.
Oh, it was a funny joke. First line was a funny joke.
It was.
Of course, compared to 2020, 2021 had a low bar to clear to be better. While there are still plenty of crappy things going on this year, at least I could hang out with friends and do some stuff in public. I'm sorry things have been so tough for you lately, Colleen. I know how tough it has been for you these past couple of years, and it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. It's not as easy as saying screw them and cutting them off. It sucks so many people are losing people they love because their loved ones would rather pretend to be some right-wing asshole on a talk show than consider the feelings of people who actually give a damn about them. So 2021 wasn't some magical year of happiness and sunshine, but I think you've talked a little about this before in that every year is a bit of a garbage fire. We're getting close to 8 billion people on this planet, and having everything be harmonious is practically impossible. So we try to remember all the good. The vaccines that let us go out again. I forgot to mention, my booster was finally acquired since the last email.
Oh, good.
Congratulations. Baby Eden as well, as regardless of what might happen 3 years from now and what his followers still cling to, Trump is no longer president.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you broads all have a happy holiday season, and here's to great things in 2022. Hashtag holidays with hers, Andy.
And you know what? I'm going to actually turn that hashtag around and say hashtag holiday with yous. Ooh. I don't know. That was pretty terrible, but, you know, everything is always us-centric.
Very like Pittsburgh, the yous.
The yous.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. 2020 was really rough, and I think 2020 was, like, better, but not, like, I mean, it was still fucking rough, and we're still in it, but there were some good things.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see something that could be light. It could be just a dumpster fire, but I want to believe it's light at the end of the film.
there's the light from the dumpster fire at the end of the tunnel.
And I want to believe that it's light. It's real and proper light.
Yeah.
Follow the glowing light, not the orange light.
Right. Sunlight.
Yeah. Yeah. Follow the sunlight. As we talked about Thanksgiving time, it's crazy how much 2021 does not resemble 2020, which obviously did not resemble any years previously.
No.
My 2021, is very different than how I thought it was going to go at the start of 2020. And I, forced change can be good. I'm just, trying to process how the year went down. It's just been a crazy year. But, my goal for 2022 is to, enter it happier and healthier than ever, which, is a challenge in of itself. But what do you guys think?
For 2022?
Yeah. Oh, did I say enter 2021?
No, no. You said 2022.
Yeah, because guess what? I want to enter 2021 by taking back the house on January 5th. And it's just going to be a great year because we're going to get everything that we want to. And yeah, let's make it hashtag Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell in 2021. Take that. Too late.
2022. Yeah, no, this weird. This year's been weird. Like, it's so, I just can't even get over that we've been in this pandemic since the beginning of 2020. But I'm hoping that 2022 things will, like, actually calm down. More people will get vaccinated. Variants will stop, like, you know, appearing rampantly, and that things can become more and more, like, normal. I'm very thankful for the vaccine and boosters and stuff we've been able to do this year. In 2022, I really fucking want to move. And, like, I don't usually, I don't talk about it on the podcast because I almost feel like it jinxes me. And also I'm like, oh, what if people hear? But, like, nobody from work is going to hear it. A, knock on wood. B, maybe I do just need to, like, put it out there in the universe. I want to move. I've been trying to get East a different Coast, job baby. For a while. I've actually had two job offers, but they just weren't the right fit exactly. Like, jobs were pretty cool, but it wasn't what I was looking for. And it wasn't enough money. Which I guess that's maybe gross to say, but it's reality.
No, that's real. You know your worth.
Yeah. So I'm just really hoping that something will come around in 2022. I thought 2021 was going to be the year, but it hasn't been so far. I am still here. Come to the South. Yeah.
She's tried. We'll leave it at that. She's tried a couple of times.
Tried. Like, I have applied to jobs in places that I never imagined I would want to live. Like all over the place. So that's the goal for 2022. Let's make it happen. And also I would like to, like, actually get back in shape because COVID's been rough. Like, these, you know, quarantine shit. And I thought it was going to get better when we could actually, like, go outside and stuff, but it just hasn't. So I'm supposed to run a marathon in April.
You got this. And just what I tell myself every time, I'm like, but we're also, you know, a little bit older now. We're at that point where it does get harder to get back into shape.
Right. Which is why I need to take care of this shit now. Get on top of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's real. I relate to that.
Amanda? Jay's, like, literally eating popcorn and you guys in the face of your resolutions.
Yeah. I feel like, well, I mean, personally, 2021 was, like, a really great year for me.
Yeah.
Which is, like,
you hadn't eaten.
Right. Which is always kind of hard to say when, like, the world is still, objectively a dumpster fire. But in my little corner of the dumpster fire, it was very nice. Very nice.
That's great.
So, yeah, I feel like I'm going into the next year a little more hopeful than I think I have been in years past. So that's great. That's great.
Good.
I would like to get back into shape. I was not anticipating how hard that part of it would be. Like, just actually, like, oh, yeah, they're going to clear me for exercise and I'm just going to start exercising again. It's going to be great.
But that... No.
That's not what happens at all. So,
but that, that pumping is like its whole exercise into itself.
It really is. It really is. I thought I knew and understood what hanger was. I had not a clue. I had not a clue what hanger was. It's a whole new level. So yeah, I think I'm just, I'm really excited for, like, every year if we can just get a little closer to something that is universally better for everybody. I think that would bring me a lot of joy.
Anybody else have anything? Resolutions? Anything? Okie doke. Well, thank you all for listening. We do appreciate it. I'm eternally grateful for all of you. Like, I love doing the Zooms. I told the story last week's episode, aka yesterday, that I was going to save for today, because I wanted to specifically tell it to see people's reaction, which I am not going to do now. I'm just going to let that story stand. Jay, I told your Con Key restroom experience yesterday.
Oh my God. I swear to God, I think Colleen peed herself yesterday.
I literally stood there. I laughed when I was retelling it.
She did the
without
cross
swirling. Legs, I had like, to cross my legs.
Cross the legs, putting pressure.
I laughed so hard.
In her urethra area. She was literally, I'm pretty sure she pissed herself just a little bit.
I did not, but I'm shocked that I did not, to be honest.
Which I appreciate somebody laughing at my life experiences, but being in it was
only
great.
Two people on this call know your life experience from yesterday, but everybody's going to listen to the last week's episode, hear this story, and be like, all of a sudden the words, it looks like I threw up in here. It's going to be.
My 7-year-old Zachary is just so earnest and innocent to the world, but my response to it was just like, all right, I hear you, buddy, but this is a public restroom. There's people in here. Let's just try to keep it to ourselves. There's people are in here, buddy. Let's just hear you.
All right, real quick. Here we go. I'll retell it. Why not?
This is a rerun. It's fine. They have to listen. Last week's episode. Listen. The end.
I did. I crossed my legs and I pressed my back in the wall. And I was Colleen, like, I will not pee myself right now.
I swear to God. Colleen must have talked to some of the people that left the bathroom.
I did talk to people.
It is a bathroom with at least 3 urinals and 2 stalls. I have both boys dropping deuces in this bathroom. But then as I'm in there, and I'm just kind of like, you know, making sure both boys are okay in their subsequent stalls, I have Colleen pop her head into the goddamn bathroom. It's like, is everything okay in there? It's like, get this. There was another guy peeing in the urinal. I was like, get out of here.
I heard things on the way out. I asked this one guy, I was like, is it a comedy show in there? He was like, oh yeah, I chuckled a lot.
Oh my God.
You're not actually telling the full punchline here. Anyway, last week
full punchline. You just listened to last week's episode. You want to hear whatever that story is.
It's early on in the show too, so you could just listen to that and then not
just
watch it.
No. As the parent of record in that situation, I didn't find it as funny. I was just trying to get my kids in and out safely without any kids. They're great. Again, 5 kids for the McAllisters. Kevin's lucky there was even a cheese pizza. They even knew that maybe he'd want a cheese pizza. That's all I'm saying.
So much toilet paper, though. Like, I don't know how they didn't run out of it without Amazon Prime delivering it all the time back then.
Milk.
Oh.
When I was growing up, we went through a gallon of milk a day, which I did not fully appreciate until I started buying milk and saw how expensive it is. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
Never thought about toilet paper though, but that must have been quite a budget.
Thank God for
too.
Costco. That's all I'll say.
Exactly.
Costco, you are great. You pay your employees well.
Yeah, but they're not advertising here. Shh. Oh.
Yes, because
because anybody's advertising here.
Costco's good people at Costco.
Good people. Gas has gotten much cheaper there nowadays. Just saying. All right, before we go, we've got a quick voicemail from Maggie. Here we go.
Hey, Amanda, Sandy, and Colleen. It's Maggie. I am kicking myself for missing the holiday movie show that I think you recorded last night as I'm sending you this. I don't know when they'll be releasing stuff. I meant to do it before, and I didn't, and so I'm kicking myself for forgetting. So I'm doing it now while you're recording this one. So I haven't watched a whole lot of movies this year, but I did watch Single All the Way, which I just loved. I really liked it.
She's getting triggered.
Like the world, I just kind of wanted to crawl in there and live there. Like, I mean, I didn't love the fact that, like, his family is giving him a hard time
for being single and all of that. Like, that part was a little cringy. Same. And same. I'm really lucky my family doesn't do that stuff to me. But I mean, I think it came from a good place, or I felt it came from a good place, that they just loved him and all of that. So I just really liked it. And I just found myself, like, missing that world after watching it from Single All the Way. So that is my two cents on that. Short and sweet. And yeah, and I got to watch some of these movies that you guys have talked about. I like listening to you talk about them. I am sure I will watch Muppet Christmas Carol here very soon. So yeah, I hope you ladies have a nice holiday and a long and a good break. I am counting down the hours till Friday afternoon. And my winter break starts, and I am done with work for another calendar year. So, happy holidays, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Jay, would you like to have 30 seconds on the clock to refute the love for Single All the Way? Because...
Listen, I heard you said my case or whatever. I just thought...
Jesus, how much are you creeping on me while I'm recording? Your office is on the other side of the floor. Exact opposite. Like, how much are you spying on me?
People don't realize that Colleen...
And also, if you heard that I was crying 2 weeks ago, last week, why weren't you, like, being like, oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry.
And then recaps the whole episode to me verbatim after she does the broadcast. And I'm like, honey, it's 12:30 at night. I want to go to sleep.
Only when you're awake, and you're not always awake. So it's only like 50%. Yes, because
usually it's like, anyway, so I know that you maybe said my piece on the Single All the Way, so I won't say too much more. Other than, while the cast was fantastic and there were some really good moments, I think I just had a lot of problems with the friend he was with the whole time was the one he really fell in love with when... There was, like, they didn't show any chemistry between them until there was the shaving cream part. I just felt it was, and when the mother is the one that's actually speaking, I think, the truest sense of, like, just because people are the same sex but they're gay doesn't mean that they're friends, they need to get together. Like, I just felt like it was really problematic through all of that until the shaving was like, okay, there's finally, they're showing chemistry between them. But before that, it seemed like friends, and it just seemed really, like, out of nowhere, and I hated it personally. That's just me.
But you hate the movie, just hated that they were forced together, in your opinion.
Exactly. See, they were forced together, and then, like, the fans like, oh, but you're both gays and you're both dudes, so you should just be together. And I thought that was really lame. It wasn't realistic. Anyway, I felt it was really problematic, and I hated the film. That's me, Single All the Way. It's great Christmas time.
Wow. This is actually more emotion than previously shown. Okay. Thanks, Maggie, for your voicemail.
We liked it.
We did. We liked it. Six thumbs, as you heard last week. Six thumbs way up.
Yeah. Those of us that have full thumbs.
Yes.
It's only my index finger that's cut in half.
In half. I thought it was just the tip.
It was just a tip.
Well, it was a half of a tip.
Yeah.
A half
a quarter.
All right. On that note, thank you, Maggie, though. I'm sure you heard what we said last week. You're right there, Jay. You deep breath.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, great.
I'm fine.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you for listening. It has been a wild year. To think that a year ago, nobody had even thought about an insurrection on the Capitol being possible. Mm. We were literally just ending 2020 hoping for a miracle in Georgia. So what a year, everyone.
What a year.
Time moves on, as we say. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Broadsmas. And Happy New Year. Ho, ho, ho. What did I say to start this show? It was very clever. I can't remember now.
I like Mary Broadsmith.
Mary Broadsmith. Like, and Happy New Year. No, but thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level. And that would be Eckhart Wigner, Attack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We were supposed to record a patrons bonus tonight, but I messed up the audio completely and did not have time to fix it. So I sincerely apologize. And when we come back to record in the beginning of January, we will make it up and do that one. And then we'll do a second one that for January. We'll just have two then. And I'm very sorry. That was I'm having some bad luck with the technical issues lately. Since June, I've seemed to be cursed. And this was just the cherry on top tonight. So I do apologize, patrons, but we will, if you can wait a couple weeks, we will have the makeup one for that. Thank you, though. If you'd like to become a patron, patreon.com/jayandjack. Go to jayandjack.com, click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. Thanks for listening. As always, if you have any feedback, the broadcast is through gmail.com. You can give us a call, 331-276-2373. All right. On that note, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. Merry everything. Have a holly jolly. Have a holly jolly ho, ho, ho. Thanks, Kayla, for the trivia. Thanks, Susan, yes, for the asking us the trivia question. Thanks, you all, for being here. We'll see you next year. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be back January 11th. Stay tuned for the bloopers. Woo!